Welcome to another edition of Conversations with Creative Women. I'm Sandy Klein. Celebrity makeup artist Nicole Brill has spent 3 decades assembling an impressive and extensive client list that includes, among others, Brooke Shields, Robert Redford, Johnny Depp, Cindy Crawford, Queen Noor, Benjamin Bratt, Sandra Bullock, and Spike Lee. Men and women who walk the red carpet, pose for fashion spreads, and appear in front of and behind the camera. Nicole's creative expression was evident early on. She studied both painting and acting at the Rudolf Steiner School in New York City. And then, when she was 16, went to Paris, where she was invited to shadow legendary fashion photographer Roxane Lowit, observing her work behind the scenes at the Chanel, Yves Saint Laurent, and Christian Lacroix shows. Nicole also got to meet and spend quality time with Paloma Picasso, both experiences life-altering. Then it was on to Fordham University, where Nicole majored in theater, but has said while loving the whole idea of breaking down a script and getting into a character, her favorite part was hair and makeup. A very busy woman, Nicole has created her own product line, Nicole Brill Makeup New York, and developed Nicole Brill Artisanal Vitamin C Skincare. She also writes a blog and is involved with many humanitarian causes, including Operation Smile, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and Glam for Good. Nicole, welcome, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Talk to me about your early interest in acting and painting.
When you're a creative person.
Which you apparently knew at a young age.
It was just sort of like that from the beginning. So, you know, I mean, I think that people kind of know who they are right out of the gate. Sometimes people might not actually find what they're going to do till later in life. But in terms of you're good with numbers, you're good with painting, you're creative, how you even play, sometimes people just know right away. And I did. I just knew right away. Even when I was 5, I used to go into my grandmother's makeup drawer and she would find me alone in her vanity with all her makeup and lipstick spread everywhere. And I'd be trying on every single color and posing in the mirror and, you know, just sort of being creative and inventive in my own head with makeup early on. But I was also interested in performing at that time. So after I would put the different lipstick colors on, I would create some sort of character. And I was an only child, so you know how a little bit crazy we could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of making your own good time.
Right. I was always interested in beauty and glamour, but I was also at that time, early age, interested in performing.
Did you get a lot of encouragement at home?
I'm very, very lucky in the sense that my parents are really both very independent people. And primarily, I grew up with my mom. She herself is an artist. And so she was always very supportive of my creative self and was very enthusiastic every time I would come up with something new or inventive or what, you know, she was just always there for me to support me. And I think that kind of encouragement at an early age creates a confidence level.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that you just feel supported enough to just take those risks that perhaps maybe if you hadn't gotten that support later on, you have to learn.
So what's the Rudolf Steiner School?
Rudolf Steiner was a European man who created a type of education where children have to learn how to think differently than textbook. So, and it's a very creative school. So, for instance, let's say we're learning chemistry even, something as technical as that. We'll do a 6-week block of chemistry in the morning. And then at the end of the 6-week course, you'll write a book on the entire, you'll write your own textbook with pictures and images of all the different things that we did. So it was always a very creative process. You have to sit and listen rather than mimic something that you saw in a book.
Clearly, the Rudolf Steiner School is not for your average Dick and Jane.
It's definitely for the person who is maybe a little more creatively inclined. Although, that being said, I graduated with people who went to Ivy League schools. So, and they're now in business.
Your talents for art and theater were being nurtured and fostered as a teenager.
Right. Well, I was a child actor. So my mother, I begged my mother, take me on auditions. And I, at a very early age, at around 5 or 6, she was taking me to tap dancing, singing, ballet, gymnastics, and all of that sort of stuff that kids usually do when they're performers. And I had a manager. And
so you worked. You got jobs, right?
And actually, I had the same manager as Ricky Schroeder at the time, who was in those days was
very
like
hot.
Silver Spoon, Ricky Schroeder.
Right.
So, yes, I was going on auditions as a child and performing. But in terms of having a job, instead of my mother started doing makeup when I was about 13 or 14. And she started bringing me on all the shoots with her. And since I always loved, you know, fashion and glamour and all that stuff, I would go with her as her assistant.
So you kind of died and went to heaven, huh?
I did. Although I was a theater major in college at Fordham University, I continually through high school and through college always had jobs as a makeup artist. So that was how I made my living.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Nicole Brill, who is a makeup artist. Nicole, I said in the introduction that you wound up going to Paris when you were 16. I mean, come on, how'd you pull that off?
Fortunately, I went to a school, Rudolf Steiner, that was, although extremely arty and creative, was packed with celebrities and their celebrity children. One of my best friends at that time was this girl named Vanessa, and her mother happened to be the rock star fashion, behind-the-scenes fashion photographer, Roxanne Lowitt. Vanessa and I were just two kids, like, wanting to hang out. And she's like, come visit me in Paris this summer. I'm hanging out there with my mom. So I coerced my mother, who was kind enough to let me go. Vanessa's mom, like, dragged us along. She's like, I'm going to have to drag you to work. We're like, okay. And work happened to be behind the scenes of all these fashion shows. And she was very dear friends with Paloma Picasso. So she'd say, oh, we're going to have dinner with Paloma tonight. And so that's sort of like the reality. But, you know, we're teenage kids, so we're not thinking too much about it. But in fact, you know, I was seated next to Paloma on several occasions, and she was just such an elegant, interesting person, and she really took the time to talk to me.
I was going to say, and tolerated you. Not you personally, but I mean, she's stuck next to a 16-year-old.
That's
you sort
what
of
I,
think, how did I get the
that's
short
That's what
straw?
I'm saying. So she, not only was she such an elegant and regal woman, but
she's
she actually
classy.
Took the time to sit and sort of tap into the teenage mind and talk to me creatively.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, at the time I was a little shy, so I was a little more quiet and demure. So I actually maybe was sitting politely at the table. I was really taken by the things that she said, and it stuck with me for years and years to come because it raised the bar in my head of excellence and how to take your craft to another level and then maintain that.
So you have this, what I did over my summer vacation, which made other kids' vacations pale in comparison. You know, I went to summer camp.
But, I did go to summer camp, though, and I loved my summer camp.
Whatever. But my point is that so you come back, you get ready to go to college, and in spite of that really impressive summer, you opt to go into acting.
So I still always loved acting. And it was really like two different lives at once that was happening because I was really always fascinated with fashion and glamour. But I always wanted to perform. I spent a lot of time with my mom alone, and we were literally two artists living life together,
mm-hmm,
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing all of that stuff as well, performing, being creative, painting. And she didn't lock me into a box saying you can only do that or that. She just sort of said, do it all, do whatever you want to do. So I applied to be a theater major, but I still was very driven by, you know, I was working with photographers, and that's what, that was my job, you know. So I felt very compelled to kind of do both. And then when I graduated, I was offered a position at a television studio working full time. And, you know, when you just graduate college, you're completely uncertain about where you're going to go and what you're going to do.
What was the job?
So this other makeup artists had offered me a job running a makeup room at Q2, which was the high-end version of QVC. And it was at Silver Cup Studios in Long Island City in Queens. And it was live television for 10 hours a shift. So my job was to wake up at 5:45 and be the makeup artist to open the makeup room at 7 a.m., Here I am, 22 years old, and I'm given the responsibility of being in Queens across the bridge at 7 a.m. every single day. And it was great training because it was live television. It was every single day, probably 6 days a week for 10 hours a day.
And you're making up the hosts?
Making up hosts and guests of live shows. And it was all high-end products. you know, when celebrities are plugging away at
Like Joan Rivers.
Right.
Made a fortune from the Home Shopping Network.
Exactly. So every day there were really interesting people walking through that door. And not only did I learn from them, but the fast pace of doing something live really taught me how to do things precise and do things quickly. I would say the best thing that I got out of that time was that every single person that was on that show wanted individual eyelashes. And for some reason, I've heard that a lot of people are unable to do individual eyelashes. But because I was made to do that and I had to do it quickly, I've now become excellent at doing individual eyelashes really, really fast. And so it's just like one of
those. Is that what you want on your tombstone?
Well, it's just one of those random, odd things that I learned from Home Shopping, how to do individual eyelashes quickly, precisely.
So here you are at 22, mm-hmm. having a job with some really impressive responsibility. How does that morph into these very bold-faced names?
So from that show, I was there for a year, and then I met someone who then introduced me to the FX network, and mm-hmm. then they took me on for another year. And from there, a friend of mine who I went to college with, Bill Cabral, who's still a very dear friend of mine, he works at Live with Kelly and Michael now, mm-hmm. doing talent booking. But at the time, he was working at Entertainment Tonight, and he said, we have a host who hasn't been able to find a makeup artist in New York that she loves, and they've asked her to come to New York a lot, like be the New York person. Could we give you a try? And I was like, sure, no problem. Thanks for the opportunity. So I went to do her at her hotel room. She was in from LA. And somehow we just clicked. And somehow I was able to give her what she wanted. And she was like, okay, I want this person all the time. So ET brought me on Entertainment Tonight.
And you're how old now?
So I was 24. So the great thing about that was then all the hosts that started coming to New York, I was used for all of them, and it was a great gig because, you know, they're constantly interviewing the best people. We're on the A-list sets, so I was just really getting exposed to stuff right out of the gate.
Name drop.
Okay, so here's a little story. So one time, I was with that particular woman, and we had to do a set visit at the Cosby Show, the second Cosby Show, not the first one. And the makeup artist at the Cosby Show, she was an African-American woman. She went up to her and she said, God, I love your makeup. Who did it? And the woman pointed to me, and the makeup artist came up to me. She's like, look, our second makeup artist just went to go work at Sex and the City, this new show that just started. Do you want her position? Because I love this makeup. So they hired me on the spot to do the Cosby Show. So then I was working at Entertainment Tonight and the Cosby Show at the same time. But I have to say that it was really the best training. And at the Cosby Show, I did a lot of the guests, but I worked directly with Madeline Kahn. So I became very close with her and learned a lot of things from her because she was the ultimate professional. She was extremely talented. She was a very kind-hearted woman. And between Entertainment Tonight and the Cosby Show, it was just this really intense training in my 20s of being exposed to different kinds of set visits, different celebrities. From that, a few years later, they brought on Kathy Lee Gifford to work for The Insider, which then melded together sort of with Entertainment Tonight. And I was put with Kathy, and Kathy and I clicked. And then I was with her for 2 years on the road. I also met this hairdresser who did one of the hosts of the show of Entertainment Tonight, who said, hey, a position just opened up with Joan London. Can you try out for that position? So then I went to try out with Joan London, and she and I also clicked. And thus, I went on, I started working with Joan for 8 years.
You worked also for just you, too, right?
Right.
You'd be contracted out
right.
to do
so
these things.
I was considered a freelance makeup artist, and I never got an agent because I always liked to handle my own career.
Uh-huh.
And somehow I kept working, and so I just continued to do that. And I really liked to have a close grip on the negotiations. So now, you know, after many, many years of contract negotiations, it's something that I keep myself involved in. Now that I have lawyers and accountants, I still keep myself very involved in that sort of thing because I know about it and I don't want to let that sort of thing slip through my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to stay involved. When I started working with Kathy Lee, again, it was a different kind of education because she's a woman who's a legend in her industry as well. But being with her is literally like being with God.
Really?
Yes, because she knows everybody. I mean, maybe the mayor. She knows everybody. So kindly enough, she went on an interview. Melania Trump at the time was pregnant with her first child. And
Donald's wife.
Donald Trump's wife, mm-hmm. Yes. And I was on that interview with her, and Melania happened to like Kathy Lee's makeup. So she said, oh, I love your makeup. She goes, oh, meet my makeup artist. Kathy Lee was very generous like that. She always introduced me to people. She always brought me into her home. She always invited me to dinners, breakfast, lunches. She never excluded me as like, oh, you're just my hired hand. She just included me in every part of her life. And with that, I ended up meeting extraordinary people who trusted her and her opinion and started hiring me. And once you sort of get into that world, they know they can trust you. And at that point, I had had many, many years of experience already with also some great names under my belt. They just kind of keep referring you to,
sure.
to one another. And that was my entry into that level.
On the one hand, you have tremendous power because you can make me look good or not. And on the other hand, you could be working with the biggest pains in the ass. So how does that kind of even itself out?
You know, it's a relationship that you have with people that makes it last and go on and on and on, coupled with being able to give them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I am the type of person who, if I don't click with someone and I don't like someone, I just can't work with them.
So you cut your losses and you move on.
I've always been like that because I'm not the kind of person that can really fake it.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't like you, I don't like you. If I like you, I'm like completely devoted to you and will be in your corner cheerleading till the day I die. So I've been lucky enough to weed through, and I haven't really had that many bad ones. But
I was just going to say, who haven't you loved?
Well, I'm not going to mention any names,
but
there have been a couple of people along the way that I just didn't jive with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Although they're totally stunning and gorgeous and, you know, great at their, what they do, I don't want to be in that energy. You know, like I just don't want to be in.
Well, what they need you for if they're already stunning and gorgeous?
Well, here's the thing. All these people are stunning and gorgeous, but then they need their hair and makeup people and stylists to create looks for them so that they're constantly camera ready and, you know, in the trend, mm-hmm. in the now, and, you know, just polished. I mean, I still work with Kathy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with the Trumps for 10 years. Melania, I do Ivanka as well, his daughter, Donald
mm-hmm.
Trump's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are extraordinary women who are accomplished and I respect. And there's just a mutual respect year after year that's continually nurtured.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Nicole Brill, who is a makeup artist. In the introduction, I obviously named male names. What's that like? You know,
okay, so,
I mean,
so,
why are you making up Spike Lee for a TV appearance?
So there were, you know, when you have a 30-year career, you go through different phases. So there was probably a decade when I was doing tons of press junkets. And press junkets are, if people don't know, all the interviews internationally and domestically from the press that come to a hotel room to interview actors who have just completed a film.
Plugging their projects.
There was a press junket company who arranged the entire junket day, which was always held at a beautiful hotel, and all the actors would have their own rooms, and in each room it would be decorated to sort of reflect whatever the movie was.
Mm-hmm.
And my name was on that list of makeup people who then would get put with different celebrities. And when you're with men, actors, it's called grooming. So it would involve giving them a haircut, making them camera ready in terms of their makeup for the camera,
mm-hmm.
so they're not shiny, making sure their tie is straight, that they have water and their hair is looking
more
good.
Primping them,
yeah,
in
it's,
a sense.
It's called grooming, and it was tons of fun. I mean, you know, it's different than being with women because there's no lip gloss involved.
I know you're not putting eyelashes on one at a time, I would assume.
Right, but you do have to be, they do expect you to be professional, and you still have to, you know, if it's hot in the room and they're sweating and you have to kind of help them out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just lots of little things, but it's tons of fun. And there is an art to it as well. And so at that time, I was getting put with a lot of really cool actor dudes, you know. And I call them actor dudes because they're dudes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was, you know, it's great. So I'm always open to doing grooming, but I love the glamour of being with a woman. mm-hmm. who wants to look beautiful. So I tend to veer more towards women's makeup. But yeah, I mean, of course, if Johnny Depp's people call me, I'm not going to say no.
On them. Of course not. Can you make just the average Joan look not, you know, I think of somebody like me. I don't want to look like who I'm not. That is as much of a challenge to you as making a beautiful woman even more beautiful.
Right. Well, there's different things that you can do. You can actually turn people into something different and create a look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, there are some people who want to look like themselves, but more polished. So you just literally go with whatever somebody is requesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's absolutely, you can do both. Fortunately, and as time has gone on and on and on, and you've stayed in the business and you haven't gotten out of the business and your name continually gets circulated, makeup companies and skincare companies start reaching out to you to send you products for free, to try the products. And if you love them, now with social media, you can Instagram it, tweet it, Facebook it, or you can just give a quote to a magazine about it if you love it, and then have it in your kit and then use it on people and then tell your celebrities and then they love it and they use it. So I've really been lucky enough to be able to try the best of the best of the best stuff. And years ago, probably about 14 years ago, I came into contact with vitamin C for the first time. And I really, it was in a liquid form that this one woman was selling. And I was like, you know, I really see something about this vitamin C. And so I really started incorporating that into my skincare mixtures because I put together these little mixture concoctions for people depending on what their skin looks like that day before I do their makeup. So I might use some vitamin C. I might use some serum mixed with an oil, mixed with a cream, and then the foundation. And I mix everything together specifically for that person. I think a lot of makeup artists mix, but I don't know if all of them mix. I happen to – that's sort of my thing, mixing. And so for years and years and years and years, I've really been into vitamin C. And then as things have progressed and as vitamin C and the anti-aging properties became more well-known, more and more skincare companies started incorporating that into their lines. And so they would send them to me. And I remember using all of the stuff and thinking – I love vitamin C. I'm always drawn to the ones that have vitamin C in them. But what I started noticing, and I always try everything out on myself first before I use them on any of my clients, because I know once I try it out on myself, what it will, what it feels like, what can happen, can you break out, is it drying, is it oily, who it's good for, who's not good for. I'd rather have it work on myself first, then sample it on someone and have a bad experience.
Duh.
Plus, when you're with your clients for years and years and years, you know what they like, what they don't like, smells, this, that, every little detail. So I started realizing that all the vitamin C products that I happened to love them, but they were maybe too many chemicals, too watered down, wasn't pure enough, this, that, whatever. And in essence, wasn't strong enough. I wanted a vitamin C with a bang. So what I started doing was I went into my kitchen and I started pulling and mixing all of my favorite elements. And I started researching for months and months and months. I researched vitamin C. And then I started researching a lot of the elements that were in my favorite skincare products that I loved and had been using as staples in my kit for years, and started blending and mixing those together until I found a formula that I thought was – and basically I started doing because I wanted something for myself. I wasn't even thinking about anybody else. I'm like, I want – after 30 –
I'll buy this, you
after
said.
35, you're like – I need to really start focusing on keeping my skin looking great.
Mm-hmm.
So I started blending and mixing, blending all my favorite things till I found a perfect formula for me. And I was like, damn, I love this. This is great. And I started using it on myself every single day. It's my vitamin C facelifting water. And you put it on before you put on your cream. And then I would go to my before you put on your moisturizer. Then I would go to my clients and I'd do their makeup and I thought, oh, let me put some of this in my kit and put it on them too. This is sort of fun because I really love this product. This is great. But at the time I had it like in little water bottles, you know, and I would mix it in with the stuff, but they wouldn't know, you know. And then finally, my clients kept saying, oh, Nicole, your skin's been looking so good lately. What have you been doing? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I've been making this stuff and I've been using it every day. And I really think I see like hard action, hardcore results. And they're like, I want some. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, no, really, make me some and deliver it to my building. I'm like, but I really? Mm-hmm. But I don't have any bottles. They're like, put it in the water bottle. I don't care. I'm like, all right. So I'm like making the stuff at home, and each thing takes 2 days to make. It's not like it takes 5 minutes. I mean, I'd be able to deliver it several days later, and I'd be delivering water bottles filled with my lifting water to all their Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue homes.
That's crazy.
And I kept thinking, this is so embarrassing because maybe I should just try to find better bottles. Before you know it, the order started coming in so frequently that I really was like, well, maybe I need some labels or maybe this, maybe, you know, I started really getting into it. And it just, within 1 year, the whole thing has turned into an entire skincare. There are four skincare. The other three products came quickly after, and they all work in tandem, and it literally transforms your skin. And here was the thing about it. Some of my favorite companies were sending me $1,000 creams, and I loved those creams. They're beautiful. But what I was realizing is that unless the skin underneath is not prepped and primed to perfection, when you put the cream on, it doesn't actually really absorb into your skin correctly. So it's sort of just like lying topically. It's an extraordinary product, but it's not really getting, you know—
It's not doing its job.
It's not doing its job to its maximum benefit. So I look at my line as it's not replacing your favorite items that you have that you've spent a lot of
just
money on.
Just enhancing it?
No, it's like priming a wall before you put your Ralph Lauren paint on it. Mm-hmm. So you want the wall to be perfect and primed and buffed and polished to perfection before you put your gorgeous, expensive paint on that wall. So that's what my... and it's all handmade, it's artisanal, and so it takes days and days to create, but it really works, and it's all vitamin C, and which has, you know, an extraordinary anti-aging benefits to it that are proven, and that's why all these companies are using it in their skincare line. So now it's become a business, and I love it, and I'm impassioned by it because I feel like I've been doing this for 30 years. I have had access to all of the most extraordinary products around, but I really wanted something for myself that was really going to work and keep me looking as young as possible for as long as possible. You know, we all age, but we want to have a youthful appearance
of course,
as long as we can. It's like going to the gym. You know, you always want to keep up your appearance
somehow.
So for me, it's skin. And so I always said to my mother, hey, if nobody ever buys this again, at least we have something for us that we love.
There you go.
And so, you know, it's pretty cool. And it's online now, so people can click and buy. And it was launched without labels, actually, in December of 2014 at the Plaza Hotel at the Warren Trocomi Salon. They wanted exclusive rights to it for 1 month, even with no labels, before it got put onto the market. So that was really fun and really cool. And then now it's, you know, people from Berlin and Dubai, everyone's reaching out to me. They want to have exclusive rights to put it into their stores before it gets flooded into the markets. And so it's beginning to grow and multiply. And my clients love it, which makes me feel really happy because I genuinely – it's not – for me – of course, it's great to make money, but for me, it's really about transforming people's skin and having them feel really great about themselves because that's what I've been doing my entire life. So it's something, it's my life's work in essence, and it works. It just works.
What a great place to be.
Yeah.
That's excellent. We've run out of time.
Thank you.
Nicole,
thanks for having
fascinating,
me.
Fascinating, you know?
Great to
really.
Meet you.
And it's just been very exciting to kind of follow
Thank
your
you.
Trajectory and more continued success. Thanks so much for coming.
I just want to say, if you want to check out the skincare, it's at www.NicoleBryl.com.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Join us for another edition of Conversations with Creative Women. I'm Sandy Klein.